Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Scott. Beautiful sunny day. Birds all playing outside the window. I'm just got the best of moods. What can I say?
Excellent. Well, I'm really, really excited about today's podcast because you've been telling me about our very, very special guest for months now, and I'm so happy that you've been able to get him to squeeze a few minutes out of his busy day to join us for this podcast. And it, particularly since it's an area of health that is very, very dear to my heart, because I think as someone who's starting to be in their 50s, I know that I'm missing some things and getting older, and I'm hearing stuff about what we're going to be talking about that makes me very excited about restoring my vitality in my life. So, Martin, would you like to introduce our special guest today?
It'll be my honor. Hi, folks. This is Patrick Buell, the CEO and president of Generation Plus, a company whose enzymes we're proud to represent. We have had the most success with the zymetol and digesticol and cholesticol. Well, there's a whole line of enzymes. Patrick is responsible for their design, their formulation, and also for the quality control. Patrick has been in the industry for 30 plus years. He knows lots and lots. In fact, he probably has forgotten more than I know already.
Stop.
All right. Welcome to the call, Patrick.
Thank you very, very much for the most excellent welcoming.
So, Patrick, I have a question, and I think it's I always like to kind of get back right to the basics. So I don't know what an enzyme is or what it does or why it's important, and I suspect I'm not the only person listening to this episode who has those types of questions. So can you tell us what is an enzyme and why is it important, and and can't we just get it by, eating French fries and drinking soft drinks and all the rest of it?
Absolutely. They're in bounty, and especially soft drinks. No. Listen, enzymes are pretty simple when we get down to it. They are proteins, and these proteins have very specific amino acid profiles and sequences which make up each individual enzyme. We could say that a group of enzymes that breaks down proteins in the body are proteolytic enzymes, and there's a whole list of proteolytic enzymes. Each one of them has a very specific amino acid profile and sequence, and that's what makes them unique from each other. Mm. Where we may have one, all proteolytic enzymes share the very same baseline in breaking down proteins in the body. Where they differentiate is one may be a very specialist in one area. Serrapeptase is a very good proteolytic enzyme, for instance, that shares the baseline proteolytic activity, but it specializes in disorders of the lung and buildups of mucus. And for some reason, it's really excellent with fibrocystic breast disease. And then you may take another enzyme, natokinase, which is excellent for circulation and really takes care of blood clots and arteriosclerosis and any type of protein buildups in the body that way. That's what makes them different, is the amino acid profile and sequence. Why are they important and where do they come from? Well, the body produces its own enzymes, but by the time we reach our late 30s, our body's own supply of enzymes so drastically reduces that we barely have enough to maintain proper digestion, let alone any metabolic function that we would have to preserve life. So by the time you reach your late 30s, that's exactly the point that you begin to see the signs of aging. We begin to see wrinkles in the skin. Degenerative and chronic illnesses start to creep up. Any injuries that we may incur really take much longer to heal. Scar tissue is not faint and translucent anymore. It becomes hard and knotty. This is all relative to our body's decline of enzyme production. In a sense, what we end up with past the age of 30 is a continual enzyme deficit, which leaves the door open to a host of ailments and processes. Enzymes control every single process that makes life possible. Every single biochemical reaction needs an enzyme as its catalyst, or it's simply will not work very well or not work at all. Enzymes are the catalysts for all life. And that's enzymes in a nutshell, gentlemen.
Wow, huh. That's a lot. So
I would like to butt in here, Scott,
Sure, go
with
ahead.
a little remark. You know, I've always felt that the enzymes are very much like the electric spark in every biological transaction. And I've always felt that the metaphor of a car with the ignition off is, you know, if you don't have spark plugs, you can have all the fuel you want, but you will not be firing.
Very
and that's,
true.
That's what the enzymes, that's how I think of them. And the other remark I wanted to make is this. The standard medicine measures the human body and says, you know, as you age, your enzymes will decline or your levels of enzymes will decline. But it's actually backwards. In natural healing, what we really know is this. When you have less enzymes on board, you will be aging. And you can reverse the aging by resupplying the enzymes.
That's a great point, Martin. It's really true, too. More enzymes means stopping a host of things from happening that wouldn't normally happen if you had the right amount of enzymes in your body, such as aging.
And we don't get it from the food that we eat normally, right?
Well, that leads us into a whole new area. And I'm going to tell you that we used to be able to get enough nutrients from the food we consume. Now, gentlemen, as you know, due to global over-farming of toxic, environmentally toxified foods, we just don't get the nutrients we need out of the food supply that we used to. Today, again, we use globally over-farming, and the environmental toxins are just unbelievable that get onto the foods, not to mention all the toxins put on them, insecticides, herbicides. These things all deplete the nutrients in the food. Now, once we do get through that process, we further process with whatever it is, preservatives, cooking, partial or whole cooking. By the time we get it home, it's already just about 100% void of any nutrients that we could have had. Now, when we get it home, we further process it with cooking, and we're just about sure to end up with a food that has almost no nutrient value whatsoever. What enzymes do is, in a supplemental form now, is allow us to be able to pull the little bit of amount of nutrients left in the food out so that we can get some nutrient value. And because the food we consume is void of just about any nutrient, it's not going to move through the body as quickly either. So it's important to have something that's going to push that waste through the system. So you can talk about systemic enzyme formulas, which we would use to counteract any of these aging or chronic diseases brought on by a lack of enzymes past the age of 30, or we could talk about digestive enzymes, which actually help the body to promote the utilization of everything we consume and then eliminate the toxins and waste. So when we talk about enzymes in the supplemental form, we're really talking about two categories: systemic, which is all over body, used through the circulation system to promote an effect that assists in a degenerative disease, and B, digestive enzymes, which are used specifically to promote the utilization of what we consume and eliminate toxins and waste. Two categories really sums up supplemental enzymes.
And I guess one of the points I just want to make about this too is that these are available in raw food. So when you have like a Big Mac, there's no enzyme in that, is there?
No, there's really not. You know, you're going to end up with some bacteria, but it won't be beneficial. You'll end up with pathogenic strains of bacteria in these types of food more likely than anything that's going to benefit the body. And it's really absent of enzymes. Like you said, Scott, raw food in the organic form is your very best bet to get some of these enzymes and other nutrients that we so desperately need. And we need to purchase them and consume them in that raw form to really get the best benefit. And even when we're doing that today, because of the situation with the environment and everything that flows through different organic croplands, we still need to supplement with something to maintain our other life-sustaining processes, and that is supplementing with some sort of enzyme. After the age of 30, enzymes are not they're not something that we can say, oh, should I or should I not? It's a mandate past the age of 30 if you want to enjoy a higher quality of life.
So it's safe to assume that if I look at all the food I eat today, everything that I have boiled, fried, grilled, microwaved, or eaten that came out of a box because it was something else before it went into the box, if you know what
That's
I mean.
right.
None of that really has any active enzymes in it.
That's very true. Enzymes or any of the other nutrients that you need to maintain life-sustaining levels of nutrients are just gone. Cooking destroys just about everything. Enzymes are the most important thing they destroy because they are needed for every other biochemical reaction.
So it's actually quite amazing that we live as long as we do.
Well, it is amazing. It's amazing that here in the States we live as long as we do. And although we're the unhealthiest nation in the world, believe it or not, we continue down this path. We've got the knowledge to change all that. We've got the knowledge to live much longer. We just need to get out of the herd mentality and listening to conventional medicine or allopathic practitioners, because all they know how to do is treat a symptom, not very well, I might add, with a drug. And what we're interested in doing is correcting a condition with something natural with no side effects whatsoever. That will increase our lifespan.
Yeah. And increase the quality of our life.
That's so true. I mean, it's one thing to live a long time, but who wants to live a long time unhealthy? And that's what these products give to the people, is a quality of life for much longer of a period.
Yeah, I'd like to share a little story about a friend of mine. You know, he's 55 years old now. I've known him since our early 20s when we were studying at university. And this fellow was a sprinter on the national team, 110-meter hurdles, you know, running at the Olympic World Cup levels. And anyway, about 2 years ago, he came to me and he said, "Martin, I'm in serious trouble. I have emphysema. I have been diagnosed with that. I mean, I'm huffing and puffing. All I can do is walk up two flights of stairs and I can barely continue." And this is a guy who was an avid skier. He played soccer. He ran, jogged, all kinds of stuff. So I said to him, "Listen, Zymitol from Generation Plus, that's the ticket." And he started taking it, but he was only taking three a day. And after 3 months, he was saying, "Well, I got nothing. I'm still suffering." I said, "Well, what you don't understand is you need to actually get yourself the activation dose." So I explained to him how to do that. His dose was about 9 a day. And after 6 months of that, he went back to the doctor. He was already feeling good. He went back to the doctor, and it is absolutely gone. There is no sign of the emphysema. It's like he never had it.
Amazing.
Yeah, but even what's really amazing is this last winter, he went on a skiing holiday, glaciers skiing in the Alps with some friends in Italy. And, you know, this is at 3,000 meters or 9,000 feet level. And there they are skiing with guys who are 20 years younger than he, and he's actually keeping up with them. So,
well, and he attributes this to Zymitol.
Oh, clearly, unmistakably. I mean, it's the only thing he did.
You know, Martin, that's why we do this. These types of things are what keeps us going. It's really the fuel for our desire to continue. When we're able to see results like that, that really means something. And that truly is the reason that we're in business today. That's a great testimonial. And the list is very long. If I might share one, do you mind?
No, let's hear it.
We, you know, the list is very long, but one that really stands out in my mind is a gentleman with rheumatoid arthritis. And for anybody that's listening that has rheumatoid arthritis or knows anyone with it, it can be a very, very debilitating disease. It's an autoimmune disease. The body actually turns on itself. Well, this gentleman started taking Zymitol. First, I should tell you, he's had RA for 10 years, and it got to the point where his hands were just about locked up almost into a fist. So much pain and so much joint lock that he could not open his hands any longer. I started taking the product. Within a week, he had a little bit of movement. In 2 weeks, he had full fluid movement and no pain. So these, again, are the types of things that keep us going to make the hair stand on the head. Now, obviously, this isn't the result that everyone should expect, but it is a result that happened, and it's true, and it's just a reason that we're here. Improving the quality of life of others.
Yes. Actually, I would like to add a little bit more to this story of my skiing friend, who actually, on the second day of his skiing trip, did a splay in the snow, pulled his groin muscles, just, you know, his legs went apart. He thought he was done for the week. So he was taking about 20 a day at that point, just to forestall any injury or forestall any permanent injury. And sure enough, he said he was sore, but he was skiing for the rest of the week and not a problem. And he told me that if that hadn't been for Zymitol, he'd be done right there on the spot. The holiday would have been over.
Good for him and good for you for showing him the way. And another reason that we need to continue doing this. Enzymes are the catalyst for every action.
Yeah, I'm so impressed with this product. And of course, I'm always reminded that the Zymitol really is its stepping stone was an older product called Vitalzyme that you also designed, right?
Well, that's very true. In 2001, I was hired by a company called World Nutrition as its vice president of sales and marketing, and some of my duties were, of course, the development of new products and the sale of them. I saw a need for a vegetarian alternative to a very popular animal-derived enzyme formula back then. And in fact, way before that, I had my opportunity with World Nutrition to develop that product, which I named Vitalzyme. Vitalzyme is a product that I hand-selected the ingredients that make up the proprietary blend. We named it, boxed up, labeled it. There's one problem with that product, however. The owner of that company is more interested in profit than better health. So, you know, it's a shame. We had a 60,000-square-foot facility that, when I came on board, was barely utilized. But it was more important for him to run that equipment fast for an hour than to take 2 hours and eliminate the need for any excipients. So I left that company. I sold the first bottle of Vitalzyme, which I believed at that time to be the very best systemic enzyme in the world, period, in February of 01. By September of 01, I had already created Generation Plus and Zymitol and sold the first bottle of that. The major difference is I don't have to use any excipients in the product. You know, we consume, as Americans, 100 and some pounds of these so-called other ingredients each year. Most of them, gentlemen, as you know, are known carcinogens. We're doing our part to ensure that we're not adding to that number. So Zymitol provides you about 10 times the activity level in every single enzyme in the formula compared to Vitalzyme. In addition to that, we don't use any other ingredients, which at best have no proven health benefits, and at worst lead to more degenerative disease with these cancer-causing excipients.
And when you say excipients, Patrick, you mean things like beach sand and titanium oxide and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Excipients would be anything, Martin, that's labeled as other ingredients generally on a supplement facts panel. Generally, those other ingredients are simply ingredients that are used in the manufacturing process to make it easier on the equipment and the people that use it. What I've done is developed very density-specific active ingredient profiles for the formulations, which allow us to get through the equipment without the need of things like flow agents, which would be an excipient or other ingredient, or anything to make a capsule harder, or whatever it may be. These other ingredients are found in the other ingredients section on the supplement facts panel, generally used, again, to aid the manufacturing process, not to improve quality of life. So if I'm going to produce a product that's to improve the quality of life, by God, that's the only ingredients I'm going to have in it.
Oh, good for you, Patrick. And I think we need to get into this in a little more detail, but we're running out of time for this particular episode. So, Martin, how would you feel if we made this part one, and next week we'll have part two and continue our conversation with Patrick and learn more about these enzymes?
Absolutely. That's what we need to do. So anybody who's curious about Zymitol, on life-enthusiast.com, click on Brands, click on Generation Plus, and look up Zymitol. It's spelled Z-Y-M-I-T-O-L. And for today, thank you very much, Patrick. We'll wrap it up, and we'll head for the second episode tomorrow.
Thank you, in a week from now. Thank you for having me on, and best of health to everyone.
Great. Everyone, you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. If you have any questions on any of the things that we've been talking about, you can call Martin at 866-543-3388. That number again is 866-543-3388. You can also visit the website at www.life-enthusiast.com, and there's tons and tons of information there. We will also have a link on our podcast site, which is lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. where you'll be able to also access all this great information. And so thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be back next week with some more great information about enzymes. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.